Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. Show starts right now.
You just weren't going to freak out. You know, we were down 11, I think. We got some points right before half. That was huge. And we knew we were going to get the ball back and have a chance to go get right back in the game.
And get back in the game they did. That is Gardner Minshew, a.k.a. Uncle Rico, on the Big Jaguars. Went 2-point win in Denver yesterday. Very exciting game. Emotionally, that's the thing about the Jaguars. Love them or hate them, they definitely do a number on your emotions. You're up, you're down, you're crying, you're screaming, you're giving up hope, you're bashing the whole thing. I mean, at the whole first half, it was Minshew mania's over. And then the whole second half was Minshew mania's back. I'm like, wow, we are a fickle bunch, aren't we? But anyway, the Jags came out 2-2, which was very exciting. They are big winners today. Now, speaking of big winners, I know a lot of people have been waiting all weekend to hear me call out their name. Why? Well, if I call it your name, that means you have 10 minutes to call back and win $500 of my money, my cash, win Mark K's cash. If you have not yet entered to win, well, you're not going to win today, but you could win tomorrow. That's the thing. If you're on your computer right now going, oh, man, I totally forgot. I knew there was something I forgot to do over the weekend. Well, go ahead and enter now. We're not going to call your name today because that winner's already been chosen, and I'm about to tell you who it is. But tomorrow we're going to do it again, and then Wednesday we're going to do it again, and then Thursday, and then Friday, and then all next week. At 10 a.m., we call out a name, give you 10 minutes to call us back, and if it's your name and you call us back, you get $500. All right, you guys ready to hear today's name? I'll assume you're all screaming yes at your radio.
It's time to win Mark's cash.
Here we go. This is going to be very exciting. Here's today's name. Are you ready? Listen carefully. If this is you, you have 10 minutes to call us at 855-765-1045. And today's Mark K's cash name is David Womer. David Womer. W-O-M-M-E-R. David Womer. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 855-765-1045 or *1045. So you can get through either way. You know what? I guess if you're not David Womer, but you know David Womer, you could text him real quick and be like, bro, you got to call Mark K, but you got to give me like, you know, you got to split it like 50-50. Because if it weren't for me, you wouldn't even know that that he was calling out your name. 855-765-1045. All right, so a lot of fun stuff happened over the weekend. First of all, Hillary Clinton was making the rounds on a lot of the Sunday shows. Sunday morning, she was on People magazine because, well, she's got a new book out. Isn't that convenient timing? She's got a new book out that she wrote with her daughter, quote unquote, wrote with her daughter. I don't know if either one of them actually wrote it, but it's all about like it's called Gutsy Broads or Gutsy Babes or Gutsy Girls, something with gutsy, and it's about gutsy women. And she was out, you know, pimping herself out for that and making sure that everybody knew, hey, this book is available. You should go buy it. And she said something very interesting about Joe Biden, which kind of rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. We'll get to that in a minute, too. Also, Robert De Niro, who, I mean, I assume he's making the rounds because he's in that new Joker movie. And he's also in the Irishman movie. Like, you know, he's still making movies. He's still a movie star. But Robert De Niro's out there making the rounds on the Sunday shows as well. And, of course, they start talking to him about Donald Trump because, I don't know if you know this, Robert De Niro hates Donald Trump with a passion. We'll get to that here in just a minute as well. Plus, with all of this going on, there is some very interesting information about the polling because – We're almost a week out from Nancy Pelosi saying, hey, we need to impeach the president of the United States because he's a bad, bad person. It was Tuesday. It was Tuesday when the whole thing went down. Tuesday was when Nancy Pelosi at 5 p.m. said, we're going to establish this impeachment inquiry. Then the next day was when we got the transcript. That was Wednesday. Then the day after that was when we got the actual whistleblower report, which was Thursday. And then Friday was just everybody going crazy. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think a lot of people were already sick of it by then. But we have We have the latest information on Donald Trump after almost a week of this polling. And now I know what you're thinking. We don't really trust polls on this show. That is true. We don't trust polls. But this is interesting to find out because most polls, when there's some kind of massive event like this, when there's some kind of massive Republican, conspiracy that the Democrats are trying to expose, when Donald Trump has been accused of terrible, horrible, no good, very bad things, with this impeachment inquiry hanging over the entire United States of America, all the voters, you would think that there would be some kind of massive shift as a result. The opposite is actually true. Donald Trump, as of this morning, approval rating, 49%, which means he literally has not slipped in the polls at all. He was at 51% this time last week. He's at 49% today. He's still 3 points above Obama at this same point in his presidency. So Donald Trump's approval rating not being hindered at all. Now, here's something else that's exciting. According to Rasmussen Reports, this new poll out, they said that voters see Trump's reelection as far more likely than impeachment. Now, this is important.
We are farmers.
Oh. Hold on, wait. I hate those. Sorry, I clicked on something. Papa Bat.
They know a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two.
Right. Anyway, voters see Trump's reelection as far more likely than impeachment. They think that President Trump has more to lose in the growing Ukraine controversy than leading Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden, but they still see Trump's reelection as a surer shot than impeachment. That's the first exciting thing about this Rasmussen poll, that American voters don't think any of this is going to happen. They see it for what it's worth. They see it as a Democratic ploy, a hit job. The Democrats trying to, as a last ditch effort, to get rid of President Trump, or at least to make voters think that they're getting rid of Donald Trump and they have no other option. Now, the second thing is that in a head-to-head, because most voters also believe that Joe Biden is going to be the Democratic nominee for president. Joe Biden, 46% think that it's likely Trump will be reelected in 2020 and they will defeat the Democratic nominee who they believe will be Joe Biden. And in a head-to-head, according to Rasmussen, Trump beats Biden by 4 percentage points. Trump 47, Biden 43. And this is very different than what was happening with a lot of polls even a month ago. Before Joe Biden was found to be a crook, criminal, crooked, swindling, strong-arming gangster of a vice president who rolls into the Ukraine and demands that this prosecutor be fired, or else that $1 billion we promised you is going home in a suitcase with me. Because he's got to protect his son. He's got to do anything to protect his son. Look, I have a kid, too. If my kid were, being investigated by a prosecutor, I'd probably do something like that as well. But I'd probably, would hope not to get caught. I wouldn't go and brag about it on stage is all I'm saying. I wouldn't get up on the show and be like, hey, you guys want to hear what I did? You want to hear how I blackmailed the president of the Ukraine to save my son with all y'all's money? I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't get up there and be like, well, son of a bitch, they fired him. That's his ego at work. That's his pride tearing him down. That's his big mistake. So that's Joe Biden for you in a nutshell. And most of the American people now believe that Donald Trump will still be running for president in 2020. Joe Biden will still be the nominee. And in a head-to-head matchup, Donald Trump, at this point in his presidency, with impeachment hovering over him, with the whistleblower report out there, with the transcript of the Ukrainian phone call, the perfect phone call, with all of that out there, Donald Trump still wins in the general election versus Joe Biden, 47% to 43%. So if the Democrats thought that this impeachment probe, that this impeachment inquiry, that bringing forth an impeachment accusation or a vote against Donald Trump, if they thought that was going to be the nail in his coffin, well, they're as wrong as they were the other 19 times they tried to do this. 855-765-1045. We have to take a quick break. When we get back, we have Donald Trump's reaction to all of this. We have Hillary Clinton trying to defend Joe Biden in probably the worst way possible. And we have Robert De Niro, political analyst extraordinaire, on CNN. Stay tuned. The Markay Show continues right after this on News 104.5 WOKV.
Mark. Mark, quit telling people to sign up for your $500 every day at 10. Because you won't even get my name out of your mouth, and I'll be down there to get my money.
Well, that's not how it works. So you can, it's not, hey, we call your name and you drive down to the radio station. You just call in, 855-765-1045. In fact, we got somebody online right now we need to talk to. WOKV, this is the Markay Show. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is your winner, Dave and Duval.
Amazing.
Oh, what is going on? Dave and Duval, how are you? Wait, is it Dave? Did we already verify your information?
Scott did, yes.
Oh, good. Fantastic. Congratulations. Dave, you have won $500 of Marquez cash.
I would like more.
Well, sorry. That's all we're going to give you. Hey, congratulations. Hey, that was very exciting. See, you can win. It's very easy. You just go online to WOKV.com or you download our mobile app, and then you just listen every day at 10 o'clock. And the listening actually every day is the toughest part of this entire contest. So there you go. That's another winner. That's $1,000 of my own cash that we've given away so far. Another chance for you to win coming up here at 10 a.m. All right. So the polls are not going the Democrats' way. The Rasmussen poll, if you look at it this morning, not only does Donald Trump maintain a 49% job approval rating, but the majority of Americans believe, and this is interesting too, this is something that you need to realize. Let me go, I'll give you all the information on the polls because I think that this is fascinating. This is fascinating. These polls, which are so imperfect and which I never trust, this one though has some very interesting information. The Rasmussen poll shows that most people believe that Donald Trump and Joe Biden are guilty of some kind of legal infraction. Rasmussen asked them, do you think they're guilty? Sure. Both people agree that Donald Trump and Joe Biden with this Ukrainian situation have done something immoral, illegal, whatever. But most people believe that they will both be nominated to run against each other for president next year. And most interestingly, most people believe overwhelmingly that Donald Trump will be reelected. And they, in fact, believe that Donald Trump's reelection is much more probable than him even being impeached. So the majority of Americans, the people that the Democrats said they need on their, that's why Nancy Pelosi, she never wanted to impeach because she didn't think that America was behind it. And now that she's actually gone out there and said, we're doing it, we're moving forward, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to inquire, we're going to perspire, we're going to question, we're going to grill, we're going to subpoena, and we're going to get this done. We're going to impeach Donald Trump finally over this Ukrainian thing. Now that that's actually happening, the majority of Americans are not for it. They don't believe it's going to happen. And furthermore, they believe that Donald Trump will be reelected. This is the nightmare scenario for the Democrats who don't, I don't know if they're not paying attention to their own folly. I don't know where they, if they don't read the news, if they're too busy running in front of the cameras, they never actually go back and watch what's happening in the world. But every single time they have tried to do the same thing, they failed. And it appears now, according to this poll that came out today, that they're failing miserably yet again. And they're almost failing faster. I think that every time, like the tolerance, it's like the flu shot. We give you a flu shot and then your body builds up a tolerance to it. And then people can sneeze on you and lick you and spit in you and whatever. You're not going to get the flu because you've already built up the tolerance. I think that's what's happening here with the American voters and the Democratic Party and all of the Russian collusion, the Mueller report, all of that, everything with General Mattis, all the leaks we've already seen. That's the flu shot. And for the last 2.5 years, we as the American voters have been building up this tolerance to it. And now they come out and they sneeze on us once they spit on it. They're licking us with this Ukraine story. And they think they think we're finally going to get sick of Donald Trump. But we've built up such an immunity to their viral junk that they can't crack anything. And people believe, hey, look, my life is good. I don't think that this guy did anything horribly wrong. Joe Biden's just as guilty. And when it comes down to it in 2020 and you put the two of them next to each other, we're going to vote for Donald Trump anyway. Plus, Donald Trump has way more money. I mean, the emails, I was still getting emails over the weekend from Joe Biden begging for cash. Tonight's the deadline. We need the money. Tonight's the deadline. Donald Trump is pummeling us. Donald Trump made $13 million in 48 hours after Nancy Pelosi said we're going to impeach him. That's how much the American people want Donald Trump to be reelected. So Donald Trump also this morning taking some heat again, because that's what happens when you're Donald Trump. No matter what you do, you take heat. He tweeted he tweeted a quote from a controversial pastor. Robert Jeffress is his name. And he retweeted it. He wrote, if the Democrats are successful in removing the president from office, which they never will be, it will cause a civil war-like fracture in this nation from which our country will never heal. Pastor Robert Jeffress. I believe, however, he added in the which they never will be, because that's in parentheses. And now Republicans and Democrats, Representative Kinzinger, a Republican representative, is now blasting Donald Trump because he's saying this is ridiculous. There's nowhere, we're nowhere near civil war status. All the guy did was retweet a quote, and he even pointed out, hey, this is never going to happen. But if it does, it will cause a civil war-like fracture in this nation from which our country will never heal. Odd to me that the House of Representatives, that Republicans in the House of Representatives are angry about this quote, because if they would just open their eyes, if they would just stop and go to one of these meetings and see what's happening, if they would just read the reports or read the news, if they would just listen to this show, they would realize that civil war-like fracture is exactly what the Democrats are trying to do. Every single thing they do is to create a fracture and a division in this country, the likes of which we haven't seen in 100 years. And they want to do it because they think that by fracturing the country and blaming it on Donald Trump, again, they're going to win. But we know the difference. We know what wins. A president who comes in and helps everyday, average, ordinary Americans get work, keep work, get their own health care, get a tax cut, keep their own money, feel safer, have better trade deals. These are the things. People don't care about what the Democrats think we care about, and they definitely don't think that the country is as divided as it could be. But if they keep pushing, if they keep trying to overthrow this president through impeachment, then they definitely will do exactly what Donald Trump said they will do, which is cause a civil war-like fracture in this nation from which our country will never heal. And Adam Kinzinger and anyone else in the Congress who has a problem with it should open their eyes and realize that we are on the brink of that. And instead of fighting Donald Trump, they should be fighting for Donald Trump. 855-765-1045. We got some of your phone calls. We got some people lined up want to comment on all of this. We're going to play you Robert De Niro's interview from CNN and Hillary Clinton's weird, weird defense of Joe Biden. That's all on the way. Stay tuned to the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark Kaye more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just mind getting it.
We want us some Mark Kaye.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
How long is Mark Kaye going to be filling in talk radio in the mornings, Jacksonville? WOKV. Does anybody know?
Yeah, like another hour and a half. And then we take it day by day here. I have a 24-hour contract that I just renew every morning. I show up for work in the morning. I'm like, hey, you guys, should we do it again? And they're like, yeah, let's do it again. So then, and that's it. But I couldn't tell if that guy was happy or sad. Was he excited that we're filling in? Or was he, like, hey, how much longer? I don't know how much more I can take of this. 855-765-1045. All right. So speaking of not being able to take a lot of stuff, Hillary Clinton was back. I was watching Sunday morning yesterday, and it was one of the most depressing Sunday mornings ever. First of all, Hillary Clinton and Chelsea were on talking about their daughter, their book. They have a new book. It's called, hang on, Hillary Clinton Gutsy Book. Let me Google it quickly so I get the title right. It's called Gutsy Women. It's called, The Book of Gutsy Women, Favorite Stories of Courage and Resilience. And this is a book about, gutsy women. Hillary and Chelsea apparently decided who were the gutsiest women in the world, and they wrote little vignettes about them and how they were inspired by these women, and then they sold it to a publisher. And fun fact, the publisher is Simon & Schuster, who is owned by CBS, who airs Sunday morning. So you'd think that you're watching this really interesting interview with Hillary and Chelsea, but really what you're watching is an infomercial for a book that was produced by the same company that produced the TV show. So always keep in mind with these multimedia corporations that there's money to be made. They're always trying to figure out ways to make money. We'll just leave it at that. So we're watching this. Then I turned to People later in the day, and People also was running an interview with Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton. They were all, I mean, they were everywhere. You couldn't get rid of them. No matter how hard you tried, they were just freaking everywhere yesterday. And in this interview on People Magazine, Hillary Clinton had some really interesting advice for people that were offended by Joe Biden. And she was, one of the questions they brought up was, hey, you look, you're a woman. You wrote this book called The Book of Gutsy Women. Joe Biden is the candidate for the Democratic Party. And she said, I will, whoever gets the nomination, I will definitely support them. I will work hard to make sure that they win because we have to beat Donald Trump. So she's out there saying, let's get a Democrat in office. I don't care who it is. Well, one of these reporters for People Magazine or whatever says, you know, Joe Biden has come under fire for the way he treats women. We all know about the sniffing and the touching and the grabbing and the kissing and the canoodling, what, all that. I mean, you can just Google it and you'll see all the videos of actual reaction. We saw that his handlers mentioned it to him and he stopped doing it. He even joked about it on the campaign trail when he came out and he hugged the woman who was introducing him. He goes, I cleared that with her beforehand. You know, he's joking about his inappropriate touches on the campaign trail. So, of course, they're going to ask Hillary Clinton about this because, well, she's got a little bit of experience. And they said, what do you think about Joe Biden and, you know, and these allegations as far as his candidacy? Here's what she said.
He is a thoroughly decent human being who has served our country honorably and well for decades.
All right. Now, thoroughly decent. I don't know if Hillary Clinton's ever met a thoroughly decent human being. I don't know that she has, because I know who she's hanging out. In the last 20, 30 years, she's been hanging out with, well, Democrats mostly, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. I mean, all the way back. I mean, she's just been embroiled in the Democratic Party for oh so long. People that, you know, you've got the Whitewater scandal, so many different scandals over the last 20, 30 years that her name is synonymous with. But there she is saying, look, Joe Biden, thoroughly decent person. And then she went on to say that to anybody that has a problem with Joe Biden and anybody who thinks that Joe Biden has acted inappropriately toward women, here's what Hillary Clinton suggests.
Get over it.
Get over it. That's her advice. Hillary Clinton, a woman who wanted to be the first president of the first female president of the United States, a woman who has been championing women's rights sort of for I don't know how long, a woman who just wrote a book with her daughter called The Book of Gutsy Women, had this to say to anybody who has been sexualized by Joe Biden.
Get over it.
Just get over it, ladies. Come on. Come on, just get over it. You know, I had to get over it, too. I had to get over it, and I had to sit with my louse of a husband because politically it was the best thing for my career, or maybe not. But that's her. That's what Hillary Clinton is now saying. Donald Trump is so bad that if you're a female and Joe Biden has taken advantage of you, either with his hand or his nose or his lips or whatever, any part of his body has inappropriately and unwantingly touched you, you just have to get over it.
Get over it.
Hey, any of you political wives who felt creepy when the vice president kissed you or grabbed your waist or smelled your hair or accidentally cupped your breast and you felt helpless because he was the vice president?
Get over it.
Any of you young girls who found yourself the target of inappropriate and unwanted attention from a creepy old dude in a suit who was objectifying you with his eyes and often his hands?
Get over it.
Any of you interns who were taken advantage of by my husband? Any woman who succumbed to the power of the presidency, had a sexual encounter with the commander-in-chief, and then watched as your personal and professional lives were ruined?
Get over it.
Just get over it, ladies. He's going to beat Donald Trump. So whatever he did in the past, you Ukrainian people who are complaining that what? So he used $1 billion in taxpayer money to get his son off the hook, to get his son $50,000 a month, and to keep his son out of a Ukrainian prison for corruption. He used $1 billion of our tax dollars to do that. And then he went on stage and he bragged about it. Yes, he committed several crimes. Yes, he potentially could have committed treason. Yes, he bribed foreign individuals. Yes, he used government funds for personal gain. But you know what?
Get over it.
Get over it. Because Donald Trump is just that bad. It doesn't matter what Joe Biden, what did Donald Trump say? Could walk out onto the street and shoot somebody in the head. And we just need to get over it, folks, because he's the best shot we got at beating Donald Trump. So says I wonder if that's in the Book of Gutsy Women anywhere. I wonder if anywhere in the Book of Gutsy Women, she says, these women were great. They stood up to people. They broke through the glass ceilings. They said yes when everyone else was telling them no. But you know what? For those that didn't make it, you just gotta get over it. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. Now, a lot of people are speculating that Hillary Clinton is putting herself back out there for a couple of reasons. Number one, she wants to make some more money. And what better way than to peddle a book, especially in a time of, time of elections? The second thing that she's maybe trying to do is put herself back into the spotlight. Now, why is that? Does she really feel like Joe Biden is the best person to beat Donald Trump? Does she really feel like he's going to make it through this unscathed? Maybe she knows something that everyone else doesn't and just assumes. Maybe she knows that this is the Democrats' way of taking down Joe Biden. Maybe they actually see the flaws that Joe Biden has. They see that he is not an asset but a detriment. Maybe they see that he's not the best candidate. Maybe they look at Elizabeth Warren's crowds and they're like, man, you know what? We got an issue. We got an issue with this Joe Biden. Joe Biden may not be as squeaky clean and folksy as we once believed. Joe Biden may not be the grand slam home run hitter that's going to knock Donald Trump out of the ballpark and put us back in power, granting us the World Series of politics. Maybe Joe Biden is not the best. Maybe we should have left Joe Biden in Delaware with his wife crying over, how he ruined his chances 3 years ago. And just reminiscing about the time he was playing basketball with Barack Obama and drinking beer with police officers and Harvard professors. Maybe we should have just left Joe Biden alone. But we didn't. We brought him in, and now we got to get him out. And maybe, just maybe, Hillary Clinton sees this as a way for her to reinsert herself into the conversation. Because, those Clintons, they're always trying to reinsert themselves somewhere.
Get over it.
855-765-1045. Quick break. We got a bunch of phone calls. We got some open mic messages on this, too. 855-765-1045. Needless to say, Twitter was not happy with Hillary Clinton just telling all these women that felt objectified and sexualized by Joe Biden to get over it. We'll read you some of those, too. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. 855-765-1045, star star 1045. That's right. Yeah, it takes me. Sometimes I mess up the number.
Get over it.
Yeah. Have you heard of the Deplorable Choir? I meant to play this last week. I totally forgot. But I wonder what the Deplorable Choir would say about Hillary Clinton telling, these Joe Biden women, hey, you've got to just get over it. He may have sniffed you, he may have touched you, he may be creepy, but get over. Remember what happened when the Billy Bush tape was released, the Donald Trump Billy Bush tape, where Donald Trump said, grab him by the you-know-what, and everyone went crazy? Nobody was saying, get over it then. Hillary Clinton wasn't saying, get over it. She was on stage debating him that very night. And everyone else was like, that's not locker room talk, and there was that whole, not in my locker room. I bet if it were Joe Biden on the bus with Billy Bush saying that, first of all, that would be gross. Second of all, Hillary Clinton would be telling everyone right now to get over it.
Get over it.
Because that's what real women do. But this Deplorable Choir, I found these women last week on YouTube. Listen to this.
We're the Deplorable Choir. We don't care if you're white. We don't care if you're black. We don't care if you're gay.
Gay.
We're all under attack. We don't care.
They have like a whole song. They're all of like 300,000 views on the YouTube. And so that's really, I guess, what it comes down to. I guess when it comes down to, real women, they don't just get over it. They vote for Trump. So those are your two options. If you're a woman and if you've ever felt demoralized or betrayed by a man in power like Joe Biden, you can either do what Hillary says and get over it.
Get over it.
Or you can be a real woman and you can vote for Donald Trump. Now, she wasn't the only one saying things over the weekend which seem a little, let's just say, crazy. Robert De Niro was also hauled out by CNN. CNN, I don't even know what they're on the Sunday morning talk shows. you know, and that, and Sunday morning is the new place for, it's basically the political cleanup. What happens is stuff goes on during the week, stuff goes on, you know, Monday through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then on Sunday morning, there we have all these political talk shows. Every network has one, even CNN, even Fox News, and they all vie for big time political advocates, either members of the president's cabinet. For example, Stephen Miller was out on the Sunday talk shows talking about why Donald Trump was the actual whistleblower. I think we may have some of that as well. Rudy Giuliani was back out there, and he was talking about his involvement and Adam Schiff and how Donald Trump is, you know, not to blame, and the Democrats are chasing down impeachment like it's some kind of golden, you know, like a, you know, golden ring on the carousel. And then we have CNN, who doesn't get a senator, doesn't get anyone from any of the judiciary committees, doesn't get, they get political pundit extraordinaire Robert De Niro. Political pundit extraordinaire Robert De Niro. And Robert De Niro starts off his interview this way.
And when you say that, folks on Fox come after you. I remember the Tonys when he got up there and cursed. A lot of criticism of you.
That's on CNN Sunday morning. That's with Brian Stelter. Brian Stelter interviewing Robert De Niro, and he says, hey, Fox News always comes after you whenever you talk about, you know, Donald Trump, and says this and that and the other. And that's how Robert De Niro reacted on CNN Live.
And when you say that, folks on Fox come after you. I remember the Tonys when he got up there and cursed. A lot of criticism of you.
And to which Brian Stelter said,
okay, well, you know, this is cable, sorry, so it's not an FCC violation, sorry, but it is still a Sunday morning.
I'm sorry, but that's just how I feel about Fox News and the Republicans. And I'm Robert De Niro, and I'm a political genius, and I can say whatever I want. You know what? The guy's won. So how many Academy Awards has Robert De Niro won? This guy, you would think, being an actor, being like 900 years old, being an Academy Award winner, you'd think he'd come up with better dialogue. You'd think he'd have something more creative to say when asked about Fox News and Donald Trump and the Republicans. But no, he just brings it down to the – and this is news, folks. This is CNN. This is who they – of all the people that they could have gotten from the White House, of all the people they could have gotten from the Senate Judiciary Committee, of all the people they could have gotten from the House Committee on Intelligence and Judiciary and whatever, there's so many – it is the easiest thing in the world is to get some kind of professional politician in Washington to wake up early Sunday morning and come down and be interviewed on your show. And they get Robert De Niro. And Robert De Niro starts screaming and dropping F-bombs left, right and center. And they continue with the interview and they let him continue to talk. And here's what he said about Donald Trump.
This guy is like a gangster. He's come along and he's said things, done things we say over and over again. This is terrible. We're in a terrible situation. We're in a terrible situation. And this guy just keeps going on and on and on without being stopped.
Well, I mean, look, he's like this is a guy who moments ago went on national television and said F'em about Fox News and now is accusing Donald Trump of being a gangster. This is a guy who won an Academy Award for playing Vito Corleone, the head of the mob. This is a guy who was in Goodfellas. He's right now in a mob movie about what's the guy from The Irishman, about the trucking guy. So you've got Robert De Niro, who is basically really the epitome of a gangster, accusing Donald Trump of being a real life gangster and screaming curse words on CNN. So it's really interesting. It's really interesting when you stop and you think about where you get your news, where you get your information. And when the media has to resort to Robert De Niro, when they're vying, I mean, you have to think to yourself, maybe there's some truth to this whole clickbait. Maybe just, you know, getting views, getting mentions, getting talked about. Maybe they even set it up and they told Robert De Niro, hey, look, it's Sunday morning. Because think about this. He was ready with the excuse.
Okay, well, you know, this is cable,
sorry,
so it's not an FCC violation,
sorry,
but it is still a Sunday morning.
Think about that. There's Brian Stelter. As soon as the words come out of Robert De Niro's mouth, he is right there and he is like, okay, guess what? For those of you who are ready, if there's any Republicans watching and you are thinking about calling the FCC right now, just know this is not an FCC violation. I would 100% not put it past anyone at that network to have completely scripted this, completely coached Robert De Niro and said, look, if you get on the news and you do this, number one, we'll be protected because it's not an FCC violation. We'll be protected. Also, you're going to go viral. This clip's going to be everywhere. They're going to be playing it on Fox News. They're going to be putting it on the Drudge Report. They're going to be even playing it on the Mark Kay Show come Monday morning. And that's going to help you for a couple of reasons. Number one, you have not one, but two movies out right now. And number two, people are going to remember that you're actually not dead and you're still alive, which going into Oscar season is great because they prefer usually they'll give them to dead people. But sometimes, you know, for the most part, they prefer to give them to people who are alive. And now, I mean, look, this guy, he's going to be a shoo-in to win an Oscar because they know at the Oscar ceremony that he's going to get up on stage, he's going to grab his Oscar, and the first thing he's going to say is, Donald Trump, F him, gangster. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark Kay Show is coming up. You want to give us a buzz? It's easy. Pick up the phone, dial 855-765-1045 or **1045. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after news, traffic, and weather on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark Kay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hillary Clinton saying that Joe Biden was a thoroughly decent guy is kind of like Charles Manson saying Jeffrey Dahmer was a sweet guy, too. He was just a little hungry.
Exactly. That's exactly. Maybe that's what Joe Biden's probably. Maybe he's a little hungry, too. 855-765-1045. That's exactly what she said.
He is a thoroughly decent human being who has served our country honorably and well for decades.
And anybody who feels like he's been inappropriately touching and groping and sniffing women,
get over it.
855-765-1045. John on the South Side. John, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mark. Mark, we control the same committees in the Senate as the Democrats control in the House, including the Senate Intelligence and the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Yeah.
Why have we not had one hearing on Spygate and now on Ukraine, Biden or his son to help President Trump? I think it's a disgrace, and I think it has so many of us that support the Republican Party so upset that we don't fight back when we have power on the other end.
Yeah, you know, it is weird. I mean, everyone's like, oh, the House of Representatives just keeps investigating. And the Senate could do the same thing. Now, I like to think that the Republican, because here's the thing. As Republicans, you don't want to do the same thing the Democrats do. You don't want to say, hey, we're going to use our power to investigate. And we're going to just run committee meeting after committee meeting. And we're going to tie you guys up with red tape, because I firmly believe that hopefully the Republicans in the Senate would actually like to get stuff done. The problem is, without the House of Representatives doing anything other than investigating the president, it's hard to get anything done. So, yeah, I mean, it would be nice to maybe see a little bit more activity, but is it stooping down to their level? You know, would it be seen as just, you know, oh, President Trump is getting his Republican allies to trump up these charges? I mean, I definitely feel like the Republicans have always been a little less excited about investigating people on the other side of the aisle, whereas the Democrats seem to, I mean, they live for it. They live for it. They don't just want to win the presidency back, or they want to destroy lives. They want every single elected Republican to have their entire life and legacy destroyed. And they'll stop at nothing, and they'll waste every single day of their life, every single day of these people's lives. Pelosi, Schiff, Nadler, Cummings, every single day of their lives is wasted on these kinds of subpoenas and investigations and impeachment inquiries and whatnot. They have no meaning other than that. I almost feel like, what would they do if there were a Democrat in office? What would they do if they held the Senate and the presidency? What would there be? Not, they probably just, you know, they'd probably just go on leave, because that's it. There's nobody to investigate. 855 765-1045. Yeah, but, you know, maybe this will be a wake-up call, and maybe the Senate will get a chance to start investigating Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. You know, and maybe the fact of the matter is that they don't want to do that because they still think that Joe Biden is a flawed candidate. And maybe they've said, look, if we want to hold the presidency, we need to have Donald Trump against Joe Biden because Donald Trump can beat him. You know, maybe they have some kind of internal polling that has told them that. Quite frankly, I feel like no matter who the candidate is, Donald Trump has a much better chance of beating him. And the Rasmussen report today says that's probably true, that most Americans are more convinced that Donald Trump will be reelected than he will be impeached. So, I don't know, 855-765-1045. Kim in Fleming Island. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hey, you just pretty much answered my question with John about, I'm wondering why the Republicans don't zap them back.
Yeah.
Because there's so much crap that the Democrats have done illegally, including, like, treason with Donald Trump, that it's a no-brainer to go back and zap them all.
Yeah.
Even with that guy they call Pencil Neck.
Yeah, Adam Schiff.
What's his problem? Oh, my God.
I like that you said zap them all. I like that. Like, that's a great imagery. The thing with Adam Schiff is, and Donald Trump's, I mean, this guy could be probably the easiest target because of what he did in the hearing last week. This guy, Adam Schiff, for those of you that don't remember, he basically came up with his own bastardized version of the Ukraine transcript, and he started reading it so that it would be in the record and that anybody tuning into the live hearing would think that Donald Trump actually said these terrible, horrible, very illegal things. He never said any of it. And now Donald Trump is calling for him to be arrested. A lot of people there was a censure, put forward in the House of Representatives last Friday. So many people are looking at Adam Schiff now and saying this guy is totally unfit. Rudy Giuliani was saying it the other day.
I wouldn't cooperate with Adam Schiff. I think Adam Schiff should be removed.
I think Adam Schiff should be removed. There's no way this guy can, and he's been called mentally ill over the past couple of days. But, I don't know where if the investigations are going to, I don't know where they're going to cover up. Look, the real fact here that we need to look at is that losing the House of Representatives, we knew was going to do we called it. Donald Trump called it. Every Republican pundit called it. We called it here. If we lost the House of Representatives in 2018, they would spend all their time investigating Donald Trump. They literally, the day of the elections, were talking about impeaching him. Rashida Tlaib went up in front of her party and said, we're going to impeach the mother father. That was her one thing. That was her entire goal. So many of these freshman congresspeople that came in, they ran on a platform of impeachment. They will not stop until Donald Trump's impeached, because if Donald Trump is not impeached, then they have failed. Their one agenda item was impeach Donald Trump. And as long as he's sitting there in office, that's why AOC and Rashida Tlaib and El Omar and everyone else, that's why they've been hounding Nancy Pelosi. That's why they've been putting themselves out there. That's why they've been monopolizing the press with the message of impeachment. Because unless they get Donald Trump impeached, their constituents are going to think that they're failures and liars and that they can't do the one thing that they promised to do when they got elected. So that's why they've been pushing Nancy Pelosi so hard and going against her and tweeting about it and going to events and saying, we need to do this. We need to do this. It's all I promised the people back home. In Minnesota, they're waiting for me to impeach Donald Trump. Back in Brooklyn or the Bronx, they're waiting for me to impeach Donald Trump. What are we waiting for? We have a limited amount of time. We knew this was going to happen. Now, hopefully, this is a lesson to American voters, especially conservative voters, that in 2020, it's not just reelect Donald Trump, but let's see if we can't get a large portion of the House back, because this is going to, I mean, as long as Donald Trump is president, he will continually be investigated, continually be thwarted, continually be roadblocked by the House of Representatives, as long as it's in the control of the Democrats. 855-765-1045. Dave in Sandalwood. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hey, Mark, you don't have to pay me $500 for me to listen to you.
No, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man, I'm on your side. You know, I just want to say on the lighter side of things.
Yeah.
That Robert Neer also played Al Capone and Joseph Stalin on HBO.
Robert De Niro, Robert De Niro's entire legacy is gangster movies. Robert De Niro has played every crooked, lying, murderous, drug dealing, swindling gangster in the history of the world. So for him to come up and say,
this guy is like a gangster. He's come along and he's said things, done things we say over and over again. This is terrible. We're in a terrible situation. We're in a terrible situation. And this guy just keeps going on and on and on without being stopped.
Although maybe after playing those gangsters for so many years, maybe he knows what he's talking about. 855-765-1045. Quick break. We got some more of your phone calls, more of your open mic messages coming up. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Mark Kay, are you actually thinking that Hillary's daughter is not smarter than Donald Trump's daughter? She actually went to college and graduated.
Wait, hold on. I half understood that. I don't know who's smarter, Hillary Clinton's daughter or Donald Trump's daughter. I don't know. Didn't they both go to college? Are we talking about Ivanka or Tiffany? Because Donald Trump has multiple daughters, whereas the Clintons just have the one. Because Hillary didn't want to, I think she could only stomach one time with her husband. And then after that, she's like, I'm done. So you didn't get a son. Not my problem. Call Monica. 855-765-1045. Kevin from Middleburg. How are you?
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, great. Thanks for being on, Kevin. What'd you want to say today?
Hey, I'm concerned. You know, when Biden's up on the platform bragging about they got 6 hours or they're not getting the money.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Ukrainian leader says, well, you can't do that. You're not the president. And he says, well, call him. I mean, my mind is, I've heard conflicting stories about why the money was being withheld. But when he said, you're not getting the money, he said, well, you're not the president. He said, well, call him. And I'm thinking, well, what did Obama know? What if he had called his bluff and called Obama? What was Obama prepared to say to him?
Yeah,
was he in on it? Was all that legit?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it all comes from the top. Look, Joe Biden as vice president can't leave the country, go to the Ukraine, and threaten to withhold money without the president of the United States knowing about it. That doesn't happen. I mean, even Donald Trump, like one of the big things that they said in this, inquiry was that Donald Trump not only withheld money from Ukraine until after the phone call, but he also canceled Vice President Pence's trip to the Ukraine because the president is the chief executive. He runs everything. Nothing happens without his knowledge. The vice president is an envoy of the executive branch. So Joe Biden going over there, he was not lying about that. He was 100% telling the truth. That if you think I'm lying, call Obama and he'll tell you. Because Barack Obama, I mean, he was the kingpin. He was the leader of the cartel.
Do you think Obama was in on trying to protect his son if that prosecutor was out to get him?
Probably, because that would have not been. Here's the thing. When you're the president of the United States, you don't want anybody investigating you at all. And you definitely don't want anyone investigating your vice president or your vice president's son. But I also think that, they did it for a couple of reasons. Number one, they wanted to prove that they had power over the Ukraine. Number two, they wanted to protect Joe Biden's son and they wanted that prosecutor out of there. And they didn't want, here's the other thing you have to look at. What else happened in the Ukraine? What else happened in Russia? What else happened with the Steele dossier? What else were they planning and plotting that they didn't want anyone else to know about? So there's a lot of that. Joe Biden's son is probably just one piece of illegal information that they didn't want this prosecutor to find out about. But rest assured, Barack Obama knew everything from the top down, man. From the top down, he knew every plan, he knew every plot, he knew every strong arm situation, he knew every piece of blackmail that was going on, he knew what the Democrats were planning, he knew about the Steele dossier, he knew about the FISA warrants, he knew everything that was going on. He was the president of the United States, he probably gave the order for most of it. Plus, he was the leader of the Democratic Party, and they were in charge for most of this as well. I mean, the president knows, should know, everything that's happening. And don't forget, he had the FBI and the CIA in his back pocket as well. So, rest assured, he knew he was in on this whole thing. Now, he probably didn't know that Joe Biden was going to go on stage and brag about it and basically tell everyone what they planned and drag his name into it. He probably didn't expect that. And maybe that's one of the reasons he came to Joe Biden after his term and said, Joe, we're going to let Hillary have a go because, sure, you're both corrupt, But at least she didn't get on stage and, basically, tell everyone that I was involved in a major conspiracy to blackmail a foreign power. So we're going to let have you go home to Delaware and just calm down. We're going to let Hillary take this one. 855-765-1045. Jerry from Fort Pierce, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I don't understand why. Just a couple other callers talked about the Republicans don't know how to fight. But I got a question. So you got Biden brags on camera that about influencing the firing of a foreign nation's prosecutor, looking into illegal enrichment of his own son, but nobody in the Democratic Party cares.
Right.
Okay, but nobody's above the law. Now, the president asks about it, and he's the one they want to throw out of office, and they want to put Biden in. Why isn't anybody asking about that, on camera to the American public, in front of the American public,
Yeah, Jerry, your phone's breaking up on us, but I see what you're saying. Look, I mean, it all boils down to the Democrats have a real problem when it comes to their candidates. The establishment candidates are all crooked and corrupt. The establishment candidates all have too many skeletons in their closet. And the other candidates, the ones that they, are way too far left and wacko to actually win election by the majority of the American population. So that's a big problem if you're a Democrat. If you're Donald Trump, it's not a problem at all because you're like, great, I'm either going to go against Joe Biden, who's crooked, corrupt, and who I can beat, hands down because he's basically just a weaker version of Hillary Clinton. Or I've got somebody like crazy Bernie or crazy Elizabeth or crazy anybody. And they're too far left. Nobody's going to vote for any of their policies. All we have to do is paint them as wacko socialists and we're good to go. 855-765-1045. Listen, we got to take another quick break. But we got a bunch of people online who want to cut talk, and we've got some more clips we want to get to, too. Stay tuned. More of the Mark Kay Show coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark Kay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
And when you say that, folks on Fox come after you. I remember the Tonys when he got up there and cursed. A lot of criticism of you.
That's the Democratic response to Fox News and Donald Trump and his latest. That was Robert De Niro, by the way, Academy Award winner, screaming the F-bomb on CNN Sunday morning show with Brian Stelter. 855-765-1045. There are some Republicans, by the way, who have Donald Trump's back, or at least claim to. One of them is Lindsey Graham.
We have your back on this. I'm openly telling everybody in the country I have the president's back because I think this is a setup.
Yeah, he thinks it's a setup. And, long ago, they used to hate each other. But now Lindsey Graham is probably Donald Trump's staunchest supporter in the Senate.
It's all hearsay. You can't get a parking ticket conviction based on hearsay. The whistleblower didn't hear the phone call.
Also, the whistleblower now is in federal custody, fearing for their life. 855-765-1045. I'm not sure what they did to the Clintons, but they're afraid that they're going to get killed. 855-765-1045. Dwayne in Georgia. Hi, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Mark. I hear y'all talking about how the Republicans are feckless and that they don't appear to have any backbone when it comes to fighting back against the Democrats. And that is true. And I'm getting frustrated with it myself, especially with Attorney Barr, because the Republicans sent him inquiries asking him to look into the crimes of, I think, James Comey, and twice he has turned it down.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, you're right about that. There's going to be, William Barr, the AG, apparently he's investigating the basis behind the whole Russian collusion investigation, everything that happened with Russian collusion, that's what he is supposedly looking into now. But the Democrats don't want that to happen. So, of course, they're going to do whatever they can to try and figure out some kind of way to distract him and the entire judiciary system. I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't know what Barr's involvement is here either. But at the end of the day, there are real crimes that need to be investigated, and no one's investigating them. Matt from the West Side. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, Super Mark. How's it going?
Oh, good, man. No one's called me that, you know, ever. So that's nice. What's up? Yeah, what'd you want to say, Matt?
I'm the first. Hey, I actually told the screener something else, but actually I think more important, I'm listening to all the, like, Mitt Romney and these Republicans and, you know, upset that they won't fight back and all this. And I'm starting to think, I'm like, who labeled the prosecutor in the Ukraine as corrupt? And why did they think he was corrupt? Nobody really talks about why. They just say he was corrupt, and that's why Biden wanted him gone. And I'm starting to think with Mitt Romney's ties to Burisma and Biden's, I think it, on both sides we had people that were deep in bed with the Ukraine, and they went over there and they labeled him corrupt and just wanted to get rid of him because maybe that's what he was investigating.
I mean, look, it's an interesting point. I've read a lot of articles and, you know, online you hear a lot of people talking on CNN and on Fox News, and people will say, they'll always say this prosecutor was corrupt, or they'll say something along the lines of, you know, they thought this prosecutor was corrupt and that's why he needed to be fired. And everyone agrees, yes, he was corrupt. It wasn't just Barack Obama and also Joe Biden. It was every other country in the world. But I mean, it says who, you know? I mean, we've got the media backing them up. I've never heard of this guy. If he were that corrupt, if he were doing such horrible deeds, you'd think you would have heard of him beforehand. But it's only when there's a cover up that he comes out. But apparently everybody in the entire world thought he was corrupt. Mitt Romney's a whole other scenario, because Mitt Romney came out. I mean, he's a never Trumper. He's a never Trumper. He called a press conference when Donald Trump was a candidate, and he spoke for an hour about why Donald Trump should never be the candidate, about why Donald Trump should never be president. He spoke for an hour itemizing every single horrible thing he thought Donald Trump should do. He had the misconception that he had some kind of clout in the Republican Party. He had the misconception that Mitt Romney, for some reason, the guy who couldn't even beat Barack Obama, Barack Obama wasn't even trying his second time around. Mitt Romney blew that election. Donald Trump was right about that. And he thought he had enough clout to come over and tell everyone in the Republican Party what's what. Meanwhile, Donald Trump rolls in and says, all y'all stink. Everybody. He didn't say Democrat. We need to drain the swamp of Democrats. He didn't say we need to drain the swamp of Republicans. He said we need to drain the swamp, period. And very few people are swampier than Mitt Romney. But Mitt Romney's a never Trumper. Donald Trump is not just fighting the Democrats. Yeah, and this is probably a big reason why there's a lot of investigations that go on uninvestigated in the Senate, because he's not just fighting the Democrats. He's fighting a large faction of his own party. Barack Obama never had to worry about that. Barack Obama never had to worry about any Democrat crossing him, because they all hated the Republicans more and they stuck together. Barack Obama never had to worry about anyone in the press, except maybe Fox News, you know, Sean Hannity, those kind of people crossing him. They didn't, you know, they knew they had CNN and NBC and MSNBC and Chris Matthews and everyone. They had them in their back pockets. New York Times, every newspaper. So they were totally, he never had to worry about any of that. The only thing he had to worry about was some Supreme Court justice yelling, that's not true, when he was lying at the State of the Union. You know, the only thing he had to worry about was his daughter smoking pot at a party. Those were the biggest things that he was concerned about. Now you've got Donald Trump, who is hated by every single Democrat in the House of Representatives, in the Senate. He's hated by every single Democrat in the media. He's hated by most of Hollywood. He's hated by a large portion of his own party. He's fighting everybody, and he's winning, which is, I mean, it's very difficult to fight one faction and win, let alone three. 855-765-1045. Joey in Jacksonville. How you doing, Joey?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good, man. What'd you want to say, sir?
I want to say that, you know, we reached a point where the Democrats, the socialists on the left, are throwing away all our rules. They're breaking all the laws. They're making it up as they go along. I think the time for civil war is now. We're at a point where even if Trump wins and doesn't get impeached, what's going to happen in 2024? So we need to throw down now and winner gets it all. But right now, talking about it is getting us nowhere, because the Democrats are willing to break all the rules and make stuff up. That's all I got to say.
All right, so you think we should just go ahead and have a civil war and winner gets all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Might as well.
But, all right. I mean, but it, then so what? So then there's no more like presidency? There's no more elections? It's just like, all right, Republicans are in charge because you won the war?
No. There's a chance the Republicans can lose. Whoever wins can make the rules. But right now,
I mean,
we're in a status quo where nothing is happening.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think Republicans own all the AR-15s and the Democrats are trying to take them all away. I'm just going to look, if I'm not a betting man, that's not sure I am, but I would just put my money on. The side with all the guns and pickup trucks, I think, would probably be better suited. But I also don't think that, you know, and I'm not advocating for civil war. I'm just saying that, you know, we have already when you look at civil war, we already have one that is, it's a civil war of words, if you will. We have one faction on one side and one faction on the other, and they've never been farther apart, and they keep getting pushed farther apart. You have the Republicans and Donald Trump, who are uber conservative when it comes to the Constitution of the United States and, you know, being a traditionalist. And then you have the Democrats, who have been pushed so far left that they are ready to destroy the Constitution of the United States and all that it stands for. So in a way, the Civil War is already being fought. But because we're Americans, we fight it at the ballot box, you know, and not on the battlefield. 855-765-1045. Mitch in Jacks Beach. How you doing, Mitch?
Hey, I don't hear anybody talking about the real Democrat ticket for next year, Mark. That's going to be Big Mike Obama is going to swoop in and get Biden to run with him, and it's going to be a transvestite.
There you go. 855-765-1045. This is Al. You know what, Al? Hang on. We're going to take a quick break. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of your phone calls coming up. It's the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Listen, we know you're playing on the internet instead of working, so do something productive and watch the show instead. Find the Mark Kaye Show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or Twitch. Stream it live, interact, and enjoy. This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Help is on the way for the Jacksonville Beach Pier. The city of Jacksonville's awarded a $9.8 million contract to repair and rebuild the pier after suffering damage in Hurricanes Matthew and Irma. The Jags take down the Broncos in Denver yesterday on a last-second field goal. 26-24 was the final score. Congress is out on a two-week break, but that's not stopping House Democrats from moving forward on their impeachment investigation of President Trump. How the White House is gearing up for an impeachment defense. Jacksonville's News at Noon in less than 10 minutes.
When you hear these tones, you know the WOKV First Alert Storm Center is activated. Never more than 10 minutes away from an urgent severe weather report. This is where Jacksonville turns first for severe weather. News 104.5 WOKV.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want, and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply, new business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Hello. Hi, Linda. Drinks tomorrow?
Actually, I have a date.
A date? Oh, with who?
His name is James, and we met on Lumen.
Lumen?
Lumen is a dating app specifically for over 50s. It's free, really safe, and every single user is photo verified. There are plenty of people you can meet here in Jacksonville.
I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Lumen is the free dating app for over 50s. Head to the App Store and search for L-U-M-E-N. Download it to your phone now. More details at lumenapp.com.
Here's MJ Easterling, president of Florida Pump Service.
We receive a lot of calls from customers who have used a handyman or an individual for their pump and well issues, and now that person is no longer in business or can't be found by phone. At Florida Pump Service, you'll never have those problems. For over 69 years, we have been providing fast, reliable, 24-hour service for all of your pump and well needs. With over 100 years combined experience, we're here when you need us.
Call 269-0202. That's 269-0202. Florida Pump Service. We make water happen.
WOKV-FM and WOKV-HD1 Atlantic Beach. Powered by New South Factory Direct Windows. Listen everywhere in the WOKV app. News 104.5 WOKV. A Cox Media Group station.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Wi-Fi is spelled W-I-F-I. Unfortunately for many people, it also spells TMI, as in too much information. Because Wi-Fi, whether public or right in your own home, even if it's password protected, isn't always private. Cybercriminals can use Wi-Fi to steal information you send and receive while online. To put a stop to TMI on Wi-Fi, you need Norton Secure VPN. That's Norton Secure Virtual Private Network. Bank-grade encryption to help keep your personal information and online behavior private from hackers every time you're connected. Don't let Wi-Fi mean TMI. Go to Norton.com/VPN. Norton Secure VPN starts at less than $4 a month with annual subscription. Terms apply.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn 5 times the national average. 5 minutes? That's less time than you spend arguing about how to pronounce GIF.
Wait, GIF or JIF?
Hard G. Less time than you spend trying to stick to your paleo diet.
Resist the carbs. Ooh, brownies.
No brownies. That's about 5 minutes to earn 5 times the national average savings rate. This is banking reimagined. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
The Weather Meter is brought to you by Beard's Diamonds. That guarantees you a $500 gift card if they can't beat anybody's price on a diamond.
Now, weather and traffic from News 104.5 WOKV.
I'm Action News Jack's First Alert Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. A very warm start to your Monday. When to expect some rain in the full First Alert forecast in less than 10 minutes.
St. Johns County drivers heading up on I-95 northbound. I'm checking the traffic maps now, and you're delay-free. The drive from State Road 16 at the outlets all the way up to the Beltway will take you 16 minutes. With Safe Touch Security, First Alert Traffic, I'm Brian Riley.
Traffic in Jacksonville.
I am still stuck in this mess.
Matthews Bridge westbound is at a crawl.
The WOKV Advantage. We've got Sherry in the FDOT 511 Traffic Center.
Unable to monitor hundreds of traffic cameras, talk with emergency dispatch, and share behind-the-scenes info with you to make sure you get to work on time.
This is where Jacksonville turns first for traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
This is the Marquez Show, 855-765-1045. All right, we got a couple more minutes. We'll get back to the lines here. This is Al from Palm Coast. Al, thanks so much for waiting. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, good, Al. What'd you want to say today?
Well, first of all, let me just say that I'm a disabled vet. I spent 30-some-odd years as a law enforcement officer for the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ever spoke to my subordinates or my superiors or the clients that I had to work with in the fashion that our president talks, I would have never had a job. And I can't comprehend how you guys can let everything go. It's okay for him to be a judge and jury, to yell lock her up and to call people some obnoxious things. And you guys are always pro. I mean, I'm not a Democrat, but I can't comprehend why you guys don't identify the things he does that's ugly. He's an embarrassment when he gets on there with Twitter.
Well, I mean, an embarrassment to who? To you? Why do you care about Donald Trump's Twitter so much?
Our country. I believe he's an embarrassment to our country.
All right, so don't vote for him.
I think the rest of the world looks at him and says, my God, look what's running the country. He didn't do any military service. He got out of that because...
So Barack Obama didn't do military service either.
Yeah, but he didn't go claim 4F after playing college ball.
Bill Clinton didn't do it.
There's a whole lot of stuff there, man.
Al, look, here...
Everything...
If you feel like every other country is embarrassed by Donald Trump and every other country looks down on us, well, that's between you and every other country. I don't particularly care what other countries think about our leader.
That's right. People like you and some other speakers on Fox News don't care. Everything he does is acceptable.
Because what France and Germany and Australia and Canada and Mexico, what those people think of us, doesn't matter to the United States of America. And a lot of the problems
So our allies are not important to America.
They're important, but I said it doesn't matter what. Al, I said it doesn't matter. I don't care what they think of our president. Do we need allies? Sure. Do they need to like our president? Absolutely not. They don't get to select who our leaders are, just like we don't get to select who their leaders are. Do we like all their leaders? Do we like Macron? Do we like Angela Merkel? No.
You still haven't gotten to the point that I was bringing out.
My point is, you are worried about what the rest of the world thinks about you and your president.
No. I want to respect my president. I want to look up to him.
So respect him.
Somebody that my children can look up to, and respect for the way he acts and the way he behaves. They can't do that with somebody of this nature.
So don't vote for him, dude. It's real simple. The power's in your hand. Go vote for Barack Obama. Go vote for Joe Biden.
I'm going to vote for who I think is best.
Great.
I just can't understand why you guys can never point out the things he does that are inappropriate.
If you want somebody all you have to do is turn on the TV, go online, go on Twitter, go on Facebook. The guy is being pummeled every way, every which way. Every time you turn on the TV, everybody is attacking Donald Trump every single time. And there's people like you out there who are calling in saying he's an embarrassment to our country. He's an embarrassment to the office of the presidency of the United States. It's so one-sided. The attacks on Donald Trump are so one-sided. This show is not one-sided at all. This show is the outlier. Fox News, that's the outlier. I mean, there are people out there. The majority of people with a microphone or a camera or a blog or a Twitter, the majority of people in Hollywood on TV, the majority of people overwhelmingly feel like you, Al. So don't sit there and tell me that we are not being, that we're just one-sided at all. This guy's getting beaten up by everybody. You know, I voted for the guy. A lot of people that listen to this show voted for the guy. And an attack on him is an attack on all of us. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. But there's no way he is nearly as bad as what every single lying, corrupt politician who's attacking him and accusing him of things that he never did and trying to blow things out of proportion and trying to remove him from office. And in doing so, overturn my vote as a U.S. citizen and millions of other people's votes as U.S. citizens. That's what's happening. And that's why we're fighting for it. And look, if you don't like the show, don't listen to the show. You know, if you want to listen to the show and call in and debate, that's great. But you can't come at me with he's an embarrassment to the world. Who cares about the world? The world is not what we're in charge of. We're in charge of the United States of America. I'm not a worldican. I'm an American. I don't vote for the president of the world. I vote for the president of the United States. I vote for the governor of Florida. I vote for the people that can actually help or hinder my life. And whoever's in charge of the Ukraine doesn't affect me. They want to elect a comedian. That's fine. If the president of Australia wants to get into a screaming match with Donald Trump, that's fine. If somebody over in Austria thinks our president's an orange faced clown, I don't care. I don't even know who their president is. At least they know who our ruler is. You people have to stop being so concerned about what people think about you. That's why you're miserable. That's why all of the Democrats and all of the liberals are truly miserable in their heart of hearts. It's not because they're of their healthcare situation. It's not because of their job. It's because they're too worried about what other people think of us. And Donald Trump is old and white and a misogynist and a xenophobe. And therefore, everybody else in the world hates him and he's unfit. But Barack Obama was clean cut and well spoken and African American. And he was just always this great speaker, and Oprah loved him and everyone agreed he was this fantastic person. So he should be a great president. But that's not what president is. You know, a president is not being a runway model. President is not being a GQ cover boy or girl. It's about actually getting stuff done. And sometimes the most effective leader is the one that the rest of the world doesn't like. And if you support America, if you support the United States, if you support Donald Trump, then one thing's clear. You don't give a crap about what the rest of the world thinks. 855-765-1045. Hey, thanks for the call. We got to go. We'll be back tomorrow, though, with another name, another $500 coming up at 10 a.m. So keep listening to News 104.5 WOKV.